It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The filmmaker David Lynch, who died last month at age 78, is one of the rare people whose name became an adjective. Lynchian could be a synonym for bizarre or surreal, a characteristic on display in works like Blue Velvet, Mulholland Drive, and Twin Peaks. His work sometimes reflected the weirdness that often bubbles below the surface. Lynch spent time living and working in Madison, in part because of his former wife, filmmaker Mary Sweeney, is a Madison native. He also worked as an artist in residence at Tandem Press. That's a studio space connected with UW-Madison. Over 20 years, Lynch kept coming back to Tandem to create art. Katie Giha is director of Tandem Press, and Jason Rule is a collaborative printmaker there. Welcome to you both.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Jason, let's start with you. Can you describe some of the work that David Lynch created while working at Tandem Press? What catches your eye?
I think the things that were really interesting to me that David made in the past were the monoprints that he did. They were made on handmade paper, and he found various materials that he would ink up and then press into this handmade paper, this very thick, soft paper. And so they just had kind of a raw quality to them that I think was very interesting to kind of look at.
You've piqued our curiosity. What are some of those objects that he was pressing?
Well, I mean, I think the one that everyone kind of talks about is there was a time when he was interested in getting chicken heads to ink up and press into the paper. And being an experimental press like we are, we were very interested in trying to find that for him. He did stress he did not want any chickens killed for the project, but he said if there was a way that we could find chicken heads that he would be interested in using them. So, you know, after a short amount of time of people kind of reaching out on the phone to different people that they knew, we were able to procure some chicken heads. And so those were inked up with ink, placed on this handmade paper, and then using a hydraulic press, pressed into the paper. The chicken head was then discarded, and that was the impression that was left in the paper.
Katie, why chicken heads?
Well, I mean, why not? It's David Lynch. but for me, what really stands out is this, you know, the juxtaposition between this really gorgeous handmade paper and the kind of brutality of the pressing of the chicken head. And I think that's really emblematic of David Lynch's work.
It seems like there is both the everyday in the chicken head and the macabre of the pressing of one. Is that what you're saying here?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That this is a kind of everyday thing. And then, you know, it's turned weird. It's turned surreal. But then there's also this sort of lushness and this beauty of it in relationship to the ink and, of course, the handmade paper.
How would you describe David Lynch's connection with Tandem Press?
I was never able to work with David in person, but I think the connection is, you know, he was in Madison at a time over summers and, you know, just through kind of, I think luck ended up, you know, chatting with our old director and they decided to make some prints. But I think that he's still kind of with the press, you know, because we have the work that we made with him, but then also the press that he made most of the monoprints on is a Dake press, which is D-A-K-E. And he blacked out some of the letters. So now it's his initials there that are, you know, it's David Keith Lynch. Mm. And so like in a way, he's still with us in that sense too. And then he also purchased the stereo that we have in our shop because at the time when he was here, it was just like an old CD boombox with like a really long antenna and like, you know, you had to tape the tape deck shut to use it. And he, you know, reached out to the director and basically said that music is very important and he would like to, you know, buy
a Bang & Olufsen. He got you hooked up.
He did, for sure. I mean, it's, you know, and it's still with us. And that was in the, like, late 90s that he bought it, so.
Just to piggyback on that, like, if you're in Madison, you know that Tandem is where you can make art and where you can find people who want and are eager to experiment. And because he was here and, you know, we know David Lynch's work is so prolific and he was a painter, he was a printmaker, he was a filmmaker, he was a photographer. And so I think it was just like a natural extension that he would come here and both, you know, tap into that spirit of experimentation, but also push it.
Katie, did Lynch's work at Tandem help elevate its mission or its prominence?
Yeah, I think it absolutely did. I think it also showed that prints can be made with any kind of artist, that it isn't necessarily just a printmaker with a capital P, but a filmmaker, a photographer, that this sort of way of making art is a way to tap into all kinds of other forms of thinking.
And it makes me think about Katie, like, you know, he has paintings, he, you know, printmaking, sculpture. Was it like an easy leap then into filmmaking, or did they all just kind of collide together?
I don't know the answer to that, but I do, you know, when I look at the prints that we made with him, I see, you know, history. I see like Hans Bellmer. I see, you know, maybe the stories of Franz Kafka, but I also see this tradition of filmmaking through the sort of use of shadow and light. The ink, the really black ink that he was interested in, sort of reminds me of like a film strip. So I really still see the tradition of his filmmaking and these prints.
Jason, can you add to that? As you've seen some of Lynch's films, how do they compare to the visual art that he created at Tandem Press?
A lot of the films that I, you know, that I've seen of David's, there was just that, like, I think this is what is happening, but I perhaps have no actual idea. And I think that some of the work, while it seems like right away you might be told a certain thing, if you sit with it, it kind of makes you think and maybe pivot on that idea of what it is.
Katie, do you want to pick up on that as you look closer at his works and especially what he made at Tandem? Do you see different things at different times?
I do. And I also think, you know, is really incredibly subjective. And for me, some of the best art doesn't tell you what it means, but instead prompts you to think deeply about what it means for you. And, you know, David Lynch, if you listen to him in interviews, I was just listening to one the other day on, you know, from a long time ago on Fresh Air, and Terry Gross is, you know, really trying to get him to explain his films. And he's constantly dodging that question because he doesn't want it to be pinned down. There is an openness to your own interpretation that I believe he really encourages.
We're talking about Tandem Press. This is a printmaking studio and gallery that hosted the late filmmaker David Lynch as a visiting artist over the years. Katie Giha is director of Tandem Press in Madison, and Jason Rule is a collaborative printmaker there. Jason, let's zoom in on one of the films, Straight Story, filmed in both Iowa and Wisconsin. I remember watching it as a kid. How do you see the Midwest at all reflected in his art?
I mean, I think that probably the way that I would think about it is that, you know, for the most part, I think people think of the Midwest as this very like kind of easygoing, charming, very nice place. But like anywhere, there is like an undercurrent that you can become a part of if you kind of seek it out. And so I think, you know, again, like with maybe what Katie was saying, that idea that, you know, you're given this kind of story, but it's left up to interpretation. So like with the Straight Story, you know, this idea of someone who doesn't have a car and travels on a lawnmower to see a relative, like that, when I saw it, I mean, that seems so much like a story that I would hear from my hometown in like Minnesota, like a very small town. So I think it, you know, it kind of rings true in that sense, like the, I don't know if that makes any sense, but.
It does. And I'll add that I think that something about David Lynch's work is it's like very hyper-local, whether that's like the Pacific Northwest or whether that's the Midwest or whether that's Los Angeles, right? Those settings are so hyper local and very focused and often kind of exaggerated in a way that kind of creates a sense of maybe the idyllic. And then, of course, that's always turned on its head.
I'm wondering also about the series of prints, the distorted nude photogravures that came out of Tandem, I believe. Can you speak more, Jason, about this series and how it was created? I think it was during the pandemic.
Yeah. So we had worked with David, I think it was in about 2008 on a series of photogravures. And we, you know, we did those through the mail. And so because we had done that, I think that David had an idea for, you know, some new imagery. And because it was COVID, we weren't allowed to, you know, have anybody in our studio and, you know, no one was really traveling. So I think it seemed like a perfect kind of way for him to be able to work on these images still with someone that he had a kind of history with. And knew that he could kind of work with in that capacity of like long distance instead of face to face.
And he's working with these 12 images from this collection, this book collection, A Thousand Nudes, Uwe Scheidt. Can you talk more about where he referenced these images?
He, you know, he had that source material and he composed these images. And then he said, here are the images that I would like to make. You know, where can we go from here? So we, again, we were not really talking about like the process or the thought that we're going into these images, more so about the way to make them and get them on paper.
Katie, can you step back and explain how artists and residents come to be at Tandem?
Yeah, so we work with, you know, some of the most important contemporary artists working today. And we invite them to come to Tandem for a residency that can last from about 7 to 10 days, where they work with our collaborative printmakers to create prints that we then sell. And so these are all kinds of artists. Oftentimes they're return artists like David Lynch was, you know, artists that work in film sometimes or painting, drawing, and then they come sometimes with an idea. And then they sort of hammer that out with our incredible printers and create works here in our studio.
What happens to the works after they're completed at Tandem?
We have a team of folks who sell the works. So we go to art fairs throughout the year, throughout the country. You know, in fact, since David Lynch has died, our phone has been ringing and our email has been full. With people interested in purchasing. So we also do a lot of online sales.
Jason, as an artist, why do you think it's important for Tandem to bring in artists from outside to work there and to collaborate?
Because I grew up in the Midwest, I think it's important because we are, you know, we have interesting things going on here and we are able to connect with these artists from, you know, the major cities that, that is important to show that there is an art scene in, you know, in this area and that it can compete with, you know, the quote unquote bigger places. And, you know, because of the Wisconsin idea and our connection to UW, I think it works in the sense that then we can have like graduate students that get to meet these artists, you know, lectures that can be viewed by people and, you know, really show people in Madison what's going on in the art world at large.
I wonder if David Lynch would have considered, you know, this place a flyover country for artists or perhaps a way to find refuge and some quiet in order to do art. I'm curious about that perspective.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of our artists and many of artists who return, you know, fall in love with Madison. It's a beautiful place. It's a beautiful place to think and to work. And, you know, it's an incredible opportunity. You come here and you have these like some of the best printers in the world ready to make art with you. I think it's a really special place, primarily because of the work that we do, but also because it is part of Madison, Wisconsin.
And, you know, can you talk a little bit about other artists that Tandem has worked with and where those projects have gone?
You know, we have a really strong relationship with Judy Pfaff, who we've worked with. Jason, how many years have we worked with her?
I mean, I think it's been about 30 years that we've worked with Judy.
Yeah. So, you know, we have these really long-term connections with these artists who come back again and again, and we've really built a strong relationship with her and with Susan Caporel. We also have worked with Micheline Thomas, who is this, you know, huge artist today, and bringing in Derek Adams, another artist who we've brought in several times to create prints with. So, yeah, I mean, it's a bustling studio where, again, we are bringing in emerging artists who are, you know, strong and showing and have, you know, robust exhibition histories. And then, you know, we're also really working with these kind of legacy artists like Judy Pfaff.
Well, Katie and Jason, thank you so much for joining us and for sharing the studio with us.
Yeah, thank you for having us. It's been wonderful.
Yeah, thank you so much.
That was Katie Giha, director of Tandem Press in Madison, and Jason Rule, a collaborative printmaker at Tandem. They joined us to reflect on the artistic contributions of filmmaker David Lynch and his work at this artist studio. Lynch died last month at age 78. To see some of the work Lynch created at Tandem Press, visit our website. Visit WPR.org. Hearing these stories about the late filmmaker David Lynch spending time as an artist in residence in Madison, it got us thinking about whether it brought up any memories for you about a prominent artist or musician who made visits to your community to further their creative passions. Who was it that found an artistic refuge in your community? What brought them there? And how did they interact with local residents during their visits? Did they leave an impression, or was your community changed in some way through their work? Share your story, and perhaps we can include it in a future program. Email us at wisconsintoday@wpr.org, or you can call or text to get in touch with us at 888-642-0232. Again, that number, 888-642-0232. Wisconsin Today is the work of a team of producers, hosts, and technical directors. Learn more about us at WPR.org/Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to WPR News.